Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of
Wine and Whispers. We're getting better at that.
We are. Do you know I have a secret? I don't know if I ever said this before.
What?
At least here. I always wanted to be a voice actor.
Okay.
I feel like I'd be such a great voice actor for a little kid because I have that high-pitched, squeaky voice sometimes.
Like a cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
I wish I could be in one so bad just to make that pass a little income, yeah. Being a little sound
booth. I definitely would read an Audible book.
I could. Ooh. I was just reading one, and it was a black girl one. And they had a point where, like, yes, queen, but, like, the way they did it.
In your head, you heard it a certain way? Or they?
No.
Oh, the Audible. Okay.
The Audible did it proper, where it was like, yes, queen. And, like, you could tell it was a black girl pumping up her other black girl.
Oh. Because
you know, it was a black probably book. A black book, so it probably was a black voice artist. I was like, yes, I can go and read a yes, queen.
I love all the things. I love it.
Sorry, side note.
No, it's okay.
Before we even start, we had a side note.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, hello, with two girls drinking wine and having fun.
We're not drinking wine.
If you didn't know that by now.
Drinking wine today, but that's okay.
We have something, but it ain't wine.
It's fun, guys. All right. So.
I just want to say this. Okay.
Okay.
It's the end of the school year.
Okay.
There's no school for me anymore. I'm happy. I don't have to wake up with a crack ass at dawn. It's the end of the dance year. We're having fun. And you guys are joining us on the ride. Okay? Okay.
Proceed. I have fun all the time.
I mean, yeah, we have liquor all the time, but this is different. This week is different.
I have fun all the time. Okay. Sorry. Okay. So, have y'all ever been in therapy, lighting your candles, writing in your journal, you know, and then you see this IG story and you realize that your eye is twitching? Why are you getting closer to me?
I'm getting closer to you because I need to hear what you're about to say.
And your eye is twitching?
Because you done seen something?
Because you done seen something? Yeah, girl. So, we've all put the work in. We've healed our inner souls and our inner self-care. We feel good, right?
Try to be a better version of ourselves.
We do. But then you see that story and you wish that they still trip over a Lego and take that Lego straight to the palm of their foot.
Ooh. Yeah.
She said yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's uncork and unwind. I want you to know, my friend says this thing and it makes me chuckle all the time. She's a very much a non-violent human being, okay?
Mm. If you got a non-violent person feeling like they need to attack, go ahead.
She always tells me, I hope that person loses their pinky toe. And it seems so, like, you know, innocuous, right? A pinky toe.
Ooh, wait. Hit him with the innocuous.
Innocuous. A pinky toe. Who cares, right? But your pinky toe is so important to your day-to-day life.
And your balance.
And your balance. And if she don't say that, she says, I hope that they hit their funny bone in the table and it just bothers them all day.
That sounds like something an old lady would say.
She's an old soul.
Oh, okay. She must have grew up with a lot of old people because that's definitely something an old person would say.
Listen, but it's just, she's very much therapy. She's healed. She journals, affirmations, all of the things, right? But when that one person, or two, just drops her the wrong way, she's like, your pinky toe isn't needed. And I'd be cackling at her.
You know what that reminds me of? You ever seen that meme of Phaedra from The Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Nope.
There's a meme of Phaedra. Look it up.
Okay. Phaedra's her name.
Phaedra's her name. She's black. And she's rolling her eyes, right? Like, if you look up rolling your eyes.
Oh, is she the...
And she's eating the yogurt or the ice cream or whatever it is.
I've seen
and
it.
It's very much like a, she kind of told you so. Or like a, not my problem. Or like, good for you. That's the energy it gives me. It gives me, fuck around and you found out. That's the energy it gives me when you roll your eyes. So you got to use that one wisely whenever using that meme. Good. Delicious.
Yes. Anyway. So I love that meme. I've used that meme quite a few times.
I don't use it all the time. I use it when it's at the appropriate times, similar to what this is.
Fuck around and find out. Listen, I'm very much... It has to take a lot for me to get to a point.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, I do my best to let things roll off my back and just say, fuck it.
I've recently, in the last 2 to 3 years, got there. I'm still a work in progress.
Of course, we all are.
Because I can go to 0 to 60 really fast.
Someone tells you they're not a work in progress, don't believe them. Anyway.
Right.
So I can get to 0 to 60 fast, right? But it will take me a lot to get to that point. Most things, I'm just like, all right, okay. Well, you want to do it that way? Fine. Except for my husband. My husband doesn't count, right? Whatever he says will get me to 0-60 really fast because sometimes he be annoying me.
And that's where I'm working on it. Like
other that's my biggest work.
Right. Other people, it takes me a little bit longer because I don't have a connection to you where it matters. But the people that matter, my kids, my husband, my mother, sister, 0-60 really fast. I've been working on getting better.
Okay.
Where I have to walk away. And when they wreck. Because I need people to understand this. This is with intention that I say this. If I'm walking away, or if I'm saying, okay.
You fucked up.
And not entertaining it anymore.
You fucked up.
And I'm saying from the bat, like from the beginning when I'm saying this.
I don't give a fuck what you're saying.
And you insist on getting a response from me. Don't be surprised when that response comes out with a lot of anger or aggression.
Mm-hmm. Because I try to walk away from the situation to diffuse it, to not be a part of this conversation and to entertain your thoughts because I'm not in the capacity to entertain right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you keep poking a bear.
And no one triggers a bear more than a kid.
I wasn't even.
No one triggers the bear more than your own.
Your own kids. See, it's your own kid.
Because why? Sorry.
No, you didn't. Not you leaning back too.
I gotta lean back because it's not. We're not being triggered by kids. We're being triggered by the outside world. Who think they can get one up on us and then you just sitting there cackling laughing at them, huh? Is that what it is? Watch, hoping for something petty to happen?
It's both, I think, in my opinion. I'm healed-ish, right? Why are you laughing at me?
I like the ish.
Because it's definitely ish.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely that person where if I know you wronged me and I didn't do shit to you and then your fucking world explodes, I'm going to get my wine and get my popcorn and watch that shit. I'm going to mind my business, but I'm going to watch it. And I'm going to watch it implode. Especially if we lost a friendship because of it. Especially because you said you got it and you don't need my fucking help.
We're upset today.
We're not upset.
We're upset today.
That was angry. Sorry.
We're angry today.
We're not angry. We're not upset. It's just, if I tried to help you and you said, I don't need your fucking help. All right, don't take my fucking help. And then it implodes.
Popcorn and drinks. Popcorn and drinks.
Like I said, I'm healed-ish. I'm healed-ish. Because I'm not going to take joy. But I'm a no in my heart of hearts. That if you had just listened, it could have turned out different.
So, I got a question.
Okay.
It's to be expected in different relationships, whether they are friendships, parentships, siblingships.
All the ships.
There are people going to piss you off.
Absolutely.
It happens, right? But it's what you do with how you heal and move forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example.
Okay.
You have a disagreement between a friend.
Me and my homie had a disagreement.
Right.
But.
And are you more inclined to sit and discuss it to work through it? Or it's, nah, I'm not trying to hear what you have to say. You were wrong and that was it.
So I'm more inclined to sit and talk through it and try and get to the bottom of it. Unless
they're not receptive.
They're not receptive. Or we have in the same conversation five times. We talked about it in January. We talked about it in February. We talked about it in March. We talked about it in April. We talked about it in May. Now it's June. I don't give a fuck what you gotta say to me. I can only give so many chances. And it's at that point where if we're still arguing about the same shit, like we've talked about it, we've healed and we move past, but then it comes back to it again, and we're still talking about it multiple times, I'm not your friend. And that's okay. But I definitely, I don't need it in my life.
Okay.
I love you all, but I'm gonna love you from a distance.
Okay.
Okay, answer your question. I don't know what your question was.
That was my question.
No, but how? What would you do?
I think I live in a try to see what the person is going through at the time situation.
Yes, absolutely.
But I also feel like there's a point in time where you can't force a peg into a peg into a circle or a peg into a square. You can't
force a square peg into a circle hole.
Right.
Again, we've talked about it five times in a row. I'm done talking about it.
Yeah. After a while, it's like, why am I trying to hold on to something that the person doesn't want to hold on to either? I get it.
You may have just a longer time period of how much you would wait to that point. I'm quicker, and I know that I'm quicker.
Yeah.
Because I don't got time.
Which is weird, because I have way more patience for someone who's maybe not blood versus someone who is.
I think that I want to say that I agree with you for the most part, but I do think that there are some family members that
you're not giving that many, you're not giving that long olive branch to.
Right. But there are some that I would.
Okay.
So I guess it just depends on how I grew up with my life and how they've entertained my life or were involved in my life, where the olive branch may be longer or shorter. And it goes to the same thing with my friends, right? How are we involved? How, like, a great example. I got somebody who misspelled my name wrong, right?
Okay. What happened?
I don't give a fuck. We don't talk.
What do you mean? Just because they misspelled your name wrong?
It was multiple things, right? You misspelled my name wrong. You didn't have the courtesy to reach out to on an invitation. Like, it was something important.
Oh, okay.
I'm
about to say, give context.
Sorry. Like, it's something important. Like, it's just a huge matter in your life. You didn't have the time or space or energy to get my name right, to get my husband's name right. You didn't have the space or energy to reach out to me to apologize for it or be like, yo, my bad. It was on me.
Mm-hmm.
You then blamed it on somebody else.
Oh, no ownership.
No ownership. And then when my husband mentioned it to you after the fact.
Kind of like a brush off.
It was like, yeah, you know, we're busy. You know how it gets when this type of situation happens. You're damn right. I know how it fucking gets in this type of situation because I've been through this situation. And I did it in a smaller time frame than you did. And I still made sure everything was right because that's a person. My name is my identity. And not for nothing. I like stand hard on my name because I had a fight to get my name. Because when I went to the DMV to go change my name, the lady behind the desk said, well, you can't do that. It's illegal.
Wait, what?
Girl, when I went to go change my name.
Your married name.
My married name. And I went to the DMV and I went before my husband. I was the first one to do my name change. And so I went to go change it. And she was like, well, you can't change your name. You can't just change your name willy-nilly. Because I was trying to put my married name before my maiden name instead of the regular maiden then married name.
But you have all the documentation, right, with you? So what difference does it make? You follow whatever is on the documentation.
It's illegal and I can't do that. And then she decides to talk in Spanish to her coworker. And I can't pick up Spanish all the way, but I can pick up some stuff. And she was basically saying, why does she feel like she can do whatever she wants to do? So I fought hard for my name. When I told you I was at the DMV for an hour fighting with this lady, because then I had to get her manager involved. Then the manager was like, well, let me go double check. I'm pretty sure the laws changed recently. The laws have changed recently because we came to a point where we have same-sex marriage couples. And so when they get married, there is no maiden or
right.
whatever name. It's how they choose to move their name forward and how they want to change
it. Right, and then that will be determined on how you, because you have to go and complete it on the permit to get married, right? You have to say how you, because I remember the argument that Andre and I had when we were going to do that.
We did.
So there's the argument, there's the permit that you have to do, and then when you go and get the Justice of the Peace,
they sign off on it.
Certificate of marriage.
Yep.
They sign off on how it's going to be written.
And on top of all of that,
that's the legal document right there for change.
So then I took that document. I got my new Social Security card.
Right.
Which has my new bloody name on it.
Right.
They gave me no qualms. But then when I went to the goddamn DMV, they said, well, Social Security did it wrong and the government is wrong and you need to go fix it. So I was like, I'm so sorry. So you're telling me the federal government is incorrect and that you, the state government, is right?
Crickets.
Get me your manager.
Ooh.
Okay. So, and our friends know that. Our friends know that we went through that. So I'm just like, because we talked, I remember vividly we were all sitting together.
Referencing this person.
Yes. We were all sitting together, we were playing a game together, and we were talking about the struggle that I was going through.
So they know.
So then for you to really not put my name right, and then to brush it off, when I fought for my name, Ibrahim didn't fight for his name. He had a very easier transition than I did.
Which is crazy.
He had an easier transition.
Oh, because you both hyphenated.
Absolutely. Our kids are going to have the same last name.
Okay.
I didn't grow up with that, and
that's Spanish from Spain, because what they do, the kids carry both parents' names. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I didn't have that, so I wanted my kids to have that.
Okay,
and I wanted their name to match me. I wanted their name to match me and their father's.
Y'all know
she's mad annoying.
Y'all know.
So yes, so at this point, we've brought it up, we've talked about it, brushed it off, wasn't important, didn't take ownership. Okay, I see you.
Now you want them to step on a Lego and be like...
You can step on a Lego. Right under your pinky toe that you don't need. I got no qualms about it. I don't feel bad.
Not you adding the pinky toe.
Absolutely. The pinky toe is the most important toe. I don't know if that's true, but in my conversation right now, it's the most important toe. I have no shame.
All right.
No qualms.
Yeah. I think there's a level and so I think there's a level of a healing that people go through, right?
Heal-ish.
Right? There's a level of healing that people go through where you work on not letting things phase you, right? Until they do. And when they do, it's like you know how like they have all those memes, oh, you're lucky you're getting the healed version of me? No, for real. I think the people don't understand, like, you meeting the me now
is so different
versus the me then, especially when it comes to our zodiac sign. I know some people don't believe in the zodiacs, but I truly believe that the attributes and the traits and the characteristics that they put, we all have a little bit of them. Now, are you displaying them on a daily basis? Absolutely not. Some more than others, depending on how you grew up.
Do they come out? I'm so fucking lonely.
A healed Aries versus a non-healed Aries? That's a big force to be reckoned with.
Our fire as a healed Aries is warm, and it can be cuddly. And
it's like the nice crackling of the fire in the, what you call it? Fireplace.
An unhealed Aries is molten fucking lava coming from a goddamn erupting volcano.
Yeah.
Yo, I was that at one point.
Yeah. So I was very easily, I allowed things that were not of importance to easily trigger me.
Wait, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Thinking about this exact brain in your scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Think about a situation that's recently occurred where you were your lovely, calm, crackling fireplace Aries. How would your molten lava Aries responded?
Molten lava Aries still comes out. But it comes out with my kid.
Okay.
And so I had to reprimand her the other day.
Okay.
For being untruthful.
Okay. Was this the first time?
Second time.
Okay.
And
were you okay? Wait, question.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. The first time, were you molten lava or were you the crackling fireplace?
The first time I was the crackling fireplace.
Oh, so then you hit your second time and you became molten lava.
I became molten lava.
See how that, and everyone is different too.
Okay. Because I'm trying to come from a space where the healing me is like, you have to be mindful how you speak to them because it becomes their inner voice and this is how they start to perceive themselves and da 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 da. And I know what that felt like being a kid and I don't want to project that.
Okay.
And I want to be able to give a different direction in how I handle things.
Okay.
But if I'm speaking to you and this is, and you know, this, it's not like, and you should know your kid and each, I know mine.
Each kid is different.
And my kid has the cognizance of an adult.
We just talked about this.
Completely understands.
She's smart.
She's but smart. still has this mentality of I'm gonna do what the fuck I want. So sometimes I have to remind her,
you a kid, baby.
You really want to play with this flame right now.
It burns.
Yeah. Now mind you, she's a fire sign as well. Not an Aries, but a fire sign. So
she is.
So she's only gonna be like, okay, you want some lighter
you
fluid?
You want the smoke?
You want some lighter fluid? I could test you out too. And so my husband has to come in and he has to be the one to mediate the situation.
Is he but a water sign?
Air.
Oh, so he tries
air?
To...
Air? Libra? Air?
I don't know. So he tries to blow it out? Let me Google it real quick. Yeah, go ahead.
I think he's an air sign. Not an earth sign. Anyway, either way, he's not a fire sign. Or a water. I know that.
He's definitely not a fire sign. No offense.
So I have to try to at least start off being a healed version of myself as a parent.
Okay. It's air.
It's air. And then if she continues to test the flame, she gonna get burned. And then it's the reaction people have when you finally go up in flames, where it's like, what do you mean? Like, why are you acting this way? And it's like, you looked for it. And now that you got it, you better take all the smoke.
You mad.
Take all of the smoke. That's the big sigh for.
Because I don't feel bad when my fire comes out.
Nope.
And I know that I'm heated. And I know that... I can't say it's all signs, right? But I know for a fact, Aries, and specifically Aries and me, when I get mad and I get to that point, I get... My jabs are sharp.
Because you're not thinking, like, let me give a soft blow. Let me think about their feelings. It's, no, this is what I'm feeling. You're going to feel it too.
Correct. Like, I pull out the throwing knives. And I just start throwing. And
what's that?
Ninja Stars?
I'm mad that you
knew. I knew what it was. Because I'm a ninja. Okay. In case you didn't know. So I'm going to be throwing my. I feel like they're called Ninja Stars, Shurikens.
I don't know about that part. But Ninja Star sounds about right.
And throwing daggers, right? I definitely will be that person and I will start throwing. And I'm sharp with it. I've always had a quick mouth.
Mm-hmm. And that's what gotten us in trouble.
It's definitely gotten me in trouble. And I feel like when I first started dating my husband, way back when.
Not way back when.
I wasn't healed yet. Okay? So, not wait, phrase. When I met my husband, I was not healed. And he was happily dating somebody else. And I feel like I vividly remember we were all hanging out in a group. And my boyfriend or whoever I was dating at the time pissed me the fuck off. And I was quick with it.
0 to 60.
Yeah, at that point, there was the 0 to 60 took this much. Now it takes a lot more. It was boom. He said something to me and I can't remember what I said, but I know that it was sharp. And I know that it has something to do with being a fat ass nigga. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. That's what I remember. And okay. I think I went on a rant for about 5 minutes where this man kind of just stared at me.
Because he didn't know what to do.
And then he left.
My ear.
You okay?
It's.
Do you have tinnitus?
I think so.
Does it ring?
No, then it's not tinnitus. It's okay. Just perimenopause. That is a whole nother topic that y'all not ready for.
I'm not ready for it, so it's okay.
You're going to join me soon.
So I remember he just left. Couldn't say nothing about it. And Ibrahim was there in the moment. And he just said, do you want to sit down?
Oh, he didn't know.
He didn't know. And I just looked at him.
This was the precursor that he didn't know.
And I think the daggers that flew out my eyes at him.
If you don't get the away from
me. I don't need your fucking sympathy. I don't need your fucking empathy. If you don't fucking get off of me and stop talking and looking at me. That's what came out of my eyes. And he just looked at me and was just like, you got it. And left me alone.
When's the last time you gave it those eyes?
It's been a while. Maybe like 2 or 3 years to him specifically. Mm-hmm. Maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. I've definitely gotten better.
Okay.
Now the eyes, I give him are like joking, you know, don't fucking touch me. I'm just kidding. Like it's one of those.
I don't know how that could be jokey, but okay.
It is jokey. Don't fucking touch me. I'm just kidding. I love you. It's one of those. It's like, it's okay.
Okay.
I do know the last time that I used those eyes in general.
So you have those eyes, right? I have been told by my husband. I give the, I'm looking at you, but you a dumb mother look. Because we'll be, you know, in an argument. And the old me would try to go tit for tat. The new me will sit there. With the face like, you can keep talking, I ain't hear shit you said. And he'll say in the middle of the conversation, he'll be like, why are you looking at me like you don't give a damn what I'm saying? And in my head, I'm responding because I don't.
Wait, it's a, because I don't.
Right, literally. Because I sit there and I give him the look like, you just a dumb mofo, I'm not listening to anything you're saying. Mm-hmm. And he recognizes the face because he'll be like, you're just pacifying me by looking at me.
Absolutely.
And I will be like, no, you're talking. Go ahead. You want to talk? Go ahead. He knows it. It's not like I'm telling him anything. He's just learning now.
I just think it's funny.
But it's true. And so I have been exercising this with more and more people. And some of them are starting to pick up on it. And some of them may not. But if you see that I'm at resting bitch face, and I'm looking at you and I'm just not like responding or attuned or reacting to what you're saying. Just know that I've shut down. And that's the healed me. Ooh, because yeah. You don't want the non-healed me to react.
It's funny that you say that because you naturally don't have an RBF.
I don't.
So if I ever...
Sorry. Keep your thought. Can you keep your thought?
I'm going to try.
Go ahead. So the first time I met my other partner's sibling, apparently I was too jolly. Why is she so happy?
Oh shit.
But I'm in a space where I want to be happy. I don't have the issues or qualms with her now.
But that's your happy space.
But it's my happy space. I guess it was just too much jolly for her and she wasn't used to it because that's just where I am. I live in a space where life is too short. I'm going to be jolly because this is the healed me. But go ahead. You were going to say something. You lost your thought. It's how you looked at my face and you knew. And I was just like, my eyes went wide. And
you said that I naturally don't have a resting
face. You don't.
Okay. And you don't. And I love that for you.
Thanks. That what she's going to say afterwards? We don't know.
No, wait. Okay. I don't got it. I don't got it. And it's just so bad.
Okay. Sorry, I was trying to be better and not cut you off, but it was just funny how you said that and how she said I was too jolly.
But I don't think you're too jolly. You're effervescent.
You're effervescent.
I am effervescent.
I am not.
I'm bubbly like champagne.
I will say this. I'll go into a new setting. And I won't. I've turned into Mimi. Well, I'll read the room before
I am definitely like Mimi.
I will read the room before I start showing my personality nowadays. Before I was my eldest. Before I come into the room and it's like, hey, what's up? Now I'm more Mimi. Like, no. Let me read the room before I start showing who I am.
No, I've always been like Mimi. I also had an epiphany moment. I realized that why I talk the way I talk, where somebody's gonna say, wait, let me get it out. Because if I don't get it out, I'm not gonna remember. It just, that epiphany just hit me about why I do that. Because I won't remember. Mm. Anyway, I am like Mimi. It came. I've always been like her. I'm the person who I walk into the room, I'll walk into a bar, even when I was younger. The first thing I would do is
survey the room.
Always. My face is quiet. I'm not talking to nobody. If I see somebody I like, I give them a, hey, you know, what up? I'm a dude in that moment. I give them the nod, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'll start being bubbly, or the effervescent will come out because I need it to be. Need to be the effervescent person because I can't just walk around
stoic
with a, oh, I know what I was going to say. I have an RBF. Naturally, I have one. If I sit there and
I wouldn't say that because your face still gives you like you're in your 20s. She still has a very like baby face, you know. Because mm-hmm. I definitely, the first time I met you, thought you were one of the students.
Everyone thinks that. God bless my soul.
I definitely thought she was a student. I was like, look how they got this old this teenager behind the desk taking the money,
and I was taking everybody's money. Yeah, you can pay me absolutely. Someone told me when I first started doing this. Right, someone told me, well, we're just Miss So and So. She's not here right now. I'm the one working the desk. Well, I normally pay her when I first started. Well, I normally pay her. And I said, okay, but I'm working the desk. I can help you.
I know that had to be annoying.
They didn't know me. And so they were like, well, who are you? I'm like, I'm the new teacher. You're teaching the children? You're not one of the students? No, I'm not.
I definitely thought she was a student the first time I met her.
When we first moved to this space in Montclair, I remember I was outside.
Sidebar.
Yeah, sorry. Mm. I'm not sorry. We moved to Montclair and we were like outside. We were trying to get notice for people, right? Ooh, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
And somebody was like, oh, who's the owner? Are you one of the dancers?
Hi, I'm one of the owners.
I was like, no, I'm one of the owners that are here. How can I help you today? Oh my, you're an owner?
Black don't cry.
Anyway.
But.
No.
The old you would have responded how?
The old me would have been like, yeah, I'm the owner. How can I help you? With the bass.
Right. The new healed you.
The HR voice comes out and says, how? No, I am one of the owners. Can I be one? Can I help you today?
Is the HR voice like a barrier of
me?
Fictitiousness?
Yes.
Or it's a...
No.
Let me show up and be polite because that's the right thing to do.
Both. Because there's definitely moments where the HR in me has to come out because you're doing some dumb shit and I need to stay calm. And if I don't stay calm, I lose business, right? But when you keep asking me when recital is, I really just want to say, did you read your email? Denise, did you read your email?
Oh, I'm horrible at reading the emails.
And I know this.
I take admission. I say it. I was like, I didn't read it.
And even in those moments, I got to take a deep breath and sigh.
I know. I feel it.
It's because how else do you want me to communicate with you, parents? It's in a newsletter that's emailed out to you. It's on the chalkboard that's upstairs and downstairs. We announce it. What else do you want me to do?
Right. I mean,
it's in the envelope that you get during picture day. Like, so you get a hard copy, you get a digital copy, and then it's there for you to see it. I'm attacking literally every way that you learn.
Right. Or you can be receive communication. But, you know, to be devil's advocate as a parent, There's a lot going on through our brains.
I know.
And I know that you mean well. And we mean well, too. But
and
you
I
know.
But it's also, you pay money here.
It's true.
It'd be different, I think, if you weren't paying money here or this was a free event or something of that nature.
No. Because even free events, you got to pay attention to it.
Well, no. So for you me, can get the, oh. I would feel better.
Okay.
But you've invested time and money into this. I need you to read. Can you all just read? Reading is fun. Do you know that I'm squirreling hard? Do you know that somebody I was reading and it said that the average that people read is 4 to 12 books a year? And I was like, oh.
You go beyond that.
I do. And then underneath it, the next screen said, if you read more than that, you must have an addiction. And I said, that's
to just, reading?
Yes. I said, well, that's just fucking disrespectful.
That's not this. You have a love.
I do. And I enjoy reading. All types of books.
Does the reading act as a form of self-healing for you?
Oh, for sure. Because I've been reading since I was a kid. Reading and getting away.
So it's more like a self-soothing thing.
It is. Reading and getting away into a different reality is calming for me. Even if that book is a smut book, even if that book is about war, even if that book is about mystery and there's like tension and suspense in it.
Mm-hmm. Talking about killers, well, go ahead. And how you get kidnapped and abducted.
Yes, absolutely. Don't do it. Don't do it. It takes me away. I remember being up here on a Friday night. And if you don't know, Friday nights here are hectic.
Yeah.
And whatever, for whatever reason, this Friday night, I must have been in a funk, in a mood. I couldn't focus. I was overwhelmed. It was too much happening this Friday night. I literally sat back in my chair. I had a physical book with me. I pulled it out and I just started reading. And I was quiet for a good hour. I couldn't do it. The questions back and forth.
Right from the parents?
Everybody. Kids. Parents. It was just too much that Friday.
I must have not been there that Friday.
You were not there that Friday. I remember this Friday.
Oh, okay.
And you were not here on this Friday. This is before you switched your hours.
Okay.
So I was sitting up there and I was just, I couldn't do it. I literally.
Physically
couldn't do it, but I couldn't leave the front desk.
Right.
I had to be available to ask questions. But because I put the barrier of the book up.
People are less inclined to just interrupt.
So I was able to like calm down. My partner came out from teaching, sat next to me and was like, are you okay? She immediately recognized
that something was off.
Are you okay? I was like, I just needed a moment to unwind because I would have crashed out right there in that moment. I would have crashed out with the next question probably because it was like someone is sticking needles into me.
Look at the healed you finding out that you have your triggers and being able to calm it down.
No, I don't know what the trigger was. I don't know how I got there.
Sometimes it could be just the sometimes noise and like the chaos of it all can be very overwhelming to the psyche or to the energy that you have, and you just need to have a moment.
So I would normally agree with you, but I live in chaos.
Okay.
So like, right now it's chaos here. It's chaotic. I'm fine with it. It doesn't bother me. I'm cool.
Because it's anticipated chaos.
Even when it's not anticipated, right? Because we got a last minute choreo that we need to do. I got to bust it out and put it. It's fine. Something must have, and I just don't know what it was. Something must have happened previously in my day before I got here. And I just
and
don't.
It lingered.
And it lingered. And I just didn't know what it was. And I couldn't deal the way I normally deal in that kind of space.
Okay.
Something else happened. Don't know what it was. No recollection. It's gone. But I know how I calm myself down.
Right.
And I appreciate my partner because she was just like, okay, we're at the end of the day now. You good? I said, yeah, I'm good now.
So I have a funny question to ask. Had you not done that, right?
And I crashed out?
And someone you would have, nope, never mind. I'll leave that question alone. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I ain't going to do that.
So we definitely got off topic. My bad, guys.
No. It was going to be on topic, but I'm just not going to ask that question.
Are you going to ask me later?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So I want to say now, as we've gotten older and I've learned to be calm in my thoughts and not let them just come out unfiltered, because that's also what happened.
Mm-hmm.
No filter. I can tell that my relationships are vastly different.
Okay.
And I think that if I go back to my unfiltered self and let the sharp knives come out more often, I feel like I'd be alone. Because I definitely surround myself with pincushions sometimes. And I don't mean to be a...
Pincushions meaning people who are softer?
Mm-hmm. My husband's definitely a softer.
Yeah, yeah. And your partner, she's a pincushion. Not in a bad way. She's a pincushion. No,
but she doesn't like conflict.
Yeah.
One of the kids said to me, Nikita, Miss Nikita, do you know that your eyes...
tell you everything. Her eyes... tell everything.
I'd be sitting in class one day and they could be, and I need to teach something. I'd be sitting there and I'm just like, and one of them was just like, Miss Nikita wants us to be quiet. And they like, shoom. And I'm like, are you done?
I think that's just, you know, innate motherhood in you.
I'm cackling at my kids. I appreciate them though.
I like how she tried to skim that over.
I sure did. Cackling at my kids. They're funny.
Because they know the look. Their parents give it to them. I had to learn that look. Because I used to... Okay, so you know how there's different levels of parenting?
Yes.
In terms of the kneel down and talk very calm to their kid, parent.
I've done that.
The use profanity parent, the yell I'm gonna be that. Parent.
I'm going to be that. I'm going to be it all.
The timeout parent.
I'm going to definitely be a timeout parent.
The quick pa-pa parent.
Pow-pow.
Right.
You want a pow-pow?
So... you definitely have that I'm going to stay you down and wait till you're ready, yeah. Parent.
Yeah.
I had to learn to get there. And then I'm also a screamer. Because I am trying to break generational ways of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that just transitioned to yelling and stares. I learned how to manage my stares with my youngest. And I okay. And I kind of like still have to work on the whole yelling thing with my eldest. But now my eldest is older. So
does she yell back?
Depending on what it is. And I got a reminder and a step to her. Like, what are you doing?
Okay.
Got a step to her real quick. Like, what? Did you forget? So yeah. Not hoping that she steps on a Lego or anything, but yes. You got to remind her who the fuck she's talking to.
So non-healed me. This reminds me of a story.
Uh-huh.
Non-healed me.
You stop picking?
Non-healed me definitely threw up my fist with my mother. For sure.
Yikes.
And then it got to the point where my mom realized that I was the stronger of the two of us.
No, I just had a mouth.
No.
Which I'm paying for now. As a parent. But you got it. The mouth I gave is the mouth I'm getting.
Probably will is what's happened to me. So I've come... Wait, now that you say that, I realize I really need to get back into the gym because my kid not about to be stronger than me. yeah, that ain't gonna happen. So, right. So, again, unhealed me was ready to fight anybody 24/7. Healed me now.
Why are you so angry?
My father left.
So you never processed those emotions.
Father left. My mom said that I was a slut.
The kids at school were mean to you.
Kids at school were mean to me.
Yeah.
I was the only black girl in various white environments. I was always getting picked on. So many things.
But you're a sweetheart.
How
is that even possible?
Because I was the only black girl. So I couldn't be nice.
If she needed to, she knuck if you buck.
I was quick to knuck if you buck. Now, I don't knuck if I buck. I can. Let's not get it twisted. I can. I don't need to now.
Okay.
Now it's one of those, I give the look. Now it's one of those, let me be silent. Now it's one of those, my HR voice will come out and I can have a conversation with you devoid of emotions, but let's talk about it.
Let me let Karma handle that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to watch with popcorn.
Someone once said to me, I hope you have the day that you deserve.
Hmm.
And they were trying to be
spiteful.
Spiteful. And let me tell you, I did have the day that I deserve. Because it was beautiful. I got some. I also had some liquor. My belly was filled. And I was able to chill with friends. So I did have the day that I deserved. Thank you for wishing that upon me. And I hope they had the day that they deserved.
Question. You're going through it with somebody. And the end of the part, the last word they say or the last text that they write is, be blessed. Are you taking that as a blessing? Or are you taking that as a shade?
So it depends on who's saying it.
What I just told you, you were in a tit for tat with someone.
But it still says on who's saying it.
Okay.
Even though it's a tit for tat, so let's say you and I are having a conversation for whatever reason, we have a tit for tat, and then you say, be blessed. Knowing who you are, I'm going to be like, is this bitch throwing shade right now? Because if we go on tit for tat, that means we both at the molten lava stage, right? Mm-hmm. Is this bitch coming for me? I'm going to respond quick. I don't know what I'm going to say because I'm not in the moment, right? Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a quick, sharp knife that I throw back at you because I got to have the last word. Okay. Now, if it's someone saying, let's say I'm having a tiff with someone from my church and they always sign off, be blessed. All right, they're not trying to say nothing. I'm going to leave it alone. That's just their normal sign off. They're a woman of God, supposedly, a man of God, supposedly. All right. Let me let that one slide.
Okay. Flip it. You write be blessed. And now I'm reading it, but I left you on read and gave you no response. How are you taking that?
How am I taking that?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not talking again. I'm going to be so honest. If I said be blessed, and that means I would never say anything like this, first off. So if I know.
I'm just throwing out there.
No, but like that's not even in me and my nature. So if I'm saying be blessed, I'm good. Whatever you did, I'm good with it. I'll talk to you later or not. We don't need to ever have a conversation again. I guarantee in my phone book, I would be like, nope. I wouldn't delete it, but it'd be nope next to your name. Nope. When I see your name, nope. It said nope. I know what that nope means. I love you.
You know, this is fictitious.
I know. I just have to ask these questions because I need to understand what the level of healed you responding versus the non-healed you responding to a situation, you know?
I feel like you've never gotten a non-healed version of me response.
No, I feel like you've never gotten a non-healed version response for me. I don't, you have to do a lot for me to get to my non-healed self again. You have to really throw me over a cliff. You can push, you can shove, you can do all of those things.
And I think that's part of the reason why I say, like, it's easier to get the non-healed me if you are, like, literally immediate circle versus the extended circle. That's to say that you're not part of the...
I understand.
Right. But just, like, I don't know. I feel like... So, like, my sister and I, we sister siblings argument, right?
You got beef sometimes.
I sometimes have to. I recognize that silence is what's needed in the moment before we continue, because a lot of the times we're saying the same thing, we're just saying it differently, and it's almost like a you're not listening to me situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in order for it to be said, it's got to be like, okay, let's come back, revisit it, and have a conversation, and then that's when it makes sense.
Okay.
And that's how is
that, I. But that's healed you.
That's healed me.
Right.
Because old me would be in my feelings.
So, but it's, I think we're saying the same thing. I think you're saying basically that it, before, if you had that conversation with her and you weren't meeting eye to eye, you would have immediately just shut down.
Yeah.
Where now you're like, all right, pause, time out. I'm going to come talk to you in 5 minutes.
Right.
So already your molten lava isn't coming out.
My molten lava is there. When I feel the molten lava, I'm like, you know what? Let me fall back real quick.
Right, but it's not. You're not letting the unfiltered molten lava come out. You're like, all right, let me simmer. Let me let the lava go back down to just a bubbling level, not exploding level.
Right.
And I'll come back and have a conversation with you. Where before you would have let it explode and said, fuck right. this shit.
Right.
So yeah, I think more or less it's the same thing. It just depends on the length of how we get to the molten lava exploding.
Because baby.
Baby.
I don't think you're ready.
Probably not. And that's all right. It's all right. Listen.
All in all.
Don't mess with the lava. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
No, that's exactly what it is. All in all, just, you know, understand the difference between the person you were talking to, the healed version
and then
versus non-healed. The unhealed version. Because the last thing you want
is an unhealed version to come out.
Is to poke that bear.
Don't let it come out.
Don't open those floodgates.
Just be honest. That's also what it is. Just be honest. I can't stand a liar. I think what it is, if you're a liar, my lava comes out faster. It will come out for sure faster because I can't stand it. I would rather you just be honest with me, whether I like it or dislike it. I'd rather you just be honest with me and tell me what it is versus you lying and concocting a story. And then I find out later that you concocted a story. Now I don't got no patience for you. Just be honest. Be honest with your friends. Be honest with your family.
Are you looking to have them step on their Lego?
And lose a pinky toe?
Do you want that smoke? Do you want that smoke? If you can't handle the heat,
get out the kitchen. Mm-hmm. If the gloves don't fit. Sorry. Mm-hmm. You must have quit.
Either way, mm-hmm. growth is a part of healing. Mm-hmm. Healing is something that takes time and it's a day-to-day thing. It's not mm-hmm. a one-time thing.
I agree.
So let it look good on you. Foster it, take care of it. But let me tell you something. That don't mean Patty ain't there no more. Cause she'll definitely come out.
She'll say hello.
The floodgates will definitely open up.
I'm ready for it. With my popcorn and wine.
I'm gonna leave you guys with this one phrase right here.
I'm ready.
Healing doesn't mean you don't remember the lesson. It just means you don't cuss them out every time you do.
And on that note.
See you next time, Wispies!
Hey, Wispies, thank you for joining us for another hard-hitting girl talk. If you have a topic or question for us, send us a whisper at info@wineandwhispersclub.com. That's whispers with an S. See you next time, Wispies!